Welcome to Time with Albert, the Personal Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 2nd, Thursday, 2020, day 184. Today's topic, if you do not take root below and bear fruit above, you will suffer severe consequences. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 143, verses 7 to 12, 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to chapter 22, verse 2, Acts chapter 21, verse 17 to 36, Proverbs 18, verses 9 to 10. Today's main passage, from 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 16 to chapter 21, verse 3. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your predecessors have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. And some of your descendants, your own flesh and blood, who will be born to you, will be taken away, and they will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." "The word of the Lord you have spoken is good," Hezekiah replied, for he thought, "Will there not be peace and security in my lifetime?" As for the other events of Hezekiah's reign, all his achievements and how he made the pool and the tunnel by which he brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Hezekiah rested with his ancestors, and Manasseh, his son, succeeded him as king. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 55 years. His mother's name was Hephzibah. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, following the detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. He rebuilt the high places his father Hezekiah had destroyed. He also erected altars to Baal and made an Asherah pole, as Ahab, king of Israel, had done. He bowed down to all the starry hosts and worshipped them. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, if you do not take root below and bear fruit above, you will suffer severe consequences. Yesterday, we read one of the most powerful miracles in the Bible. King Hezekiah led the whole nation to repent, and God sent just one angel, and 185 Assyrian soldiers died, and in a short while, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, was being killed by two of his own sons. But King Hezekiah did not listen to the command of God through Isaiah the prophet to take root below and bear fruit above. In the last stage of his life, he flattered the envoys from the kingdom of Babylon, thinking that Babylon might be able to save them from Assyria. God sent Isaiah to give King Hezekiah warning and prophesied that his descendants will be tortured by Babylon. He did not believe and he did not repent, saying that if in his lifetime nothing happened, would be okay. At last, he ate his own fruit of not taking root below and bearing fruit above, that his son Manasseh and his grandson Amon were both very bad kings. May we pondering about the fall of King Hezekiah that we won't follow his bad example. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to take root below and bear fruit above, not to step into King Hezekiah's bad example. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of lesson have you learned from King Hezekiah's fall? Number two, what is your next step to make this happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.